Hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center. It is pretty intense energies out there. I'm looking out my window, it's foggy. All the boats in the harbour are honking. Thought this is perfect. Because what I wanted to talk about for this session is confusion and direction. So oftentimes I think what we try and do when we feel energies like this, when there's uncertainty, when there's fear, when there's like all this stuff going on in the broader world. And so it's like, for those of us who are empathic, for those of us who work in energy, there are many different layers of feelings that we're picking up on. And we've got our own personal energy, right? And then we've got the energy of those in our circle, those that we are close to. And then we have environmental. And that environmental could be the country you're living in. It could be global. It could be just a sense of being able to pick up the field of trauma that is going on at the moment, how it's triggering people. It does also feel like there are some very big forces at play. Almost you could say the forces of good and evil at battle. And I don't want to get melodramatic about that, but you might well have a sense of what I'm talking about. And it can be really tricky to navigate these kinds of energies as a empathic or an energy worker, somebody who's in the field of Reiki, who's been working with Reiki a long time, or if you've been drawn to spiritual growth in whatever way, right? So keeping steady, and not only keeping steady, but contributing in a positive way is kind of our job right now, right? And I don't, yeah, what do I mean by that? It's almost like navigating at those levels as well. So on a personal level, on a more family, like it's almost like your different nuclei, right? So you have you in the middle, and then you have your loved ones around the outside, your sphere of influence, and then you have the bigger sphere of influence. And how we show up and how we shine, how we contribute. I mean, I'm just going to say contribute, because essentially we do contribute. We're constantly contributing our energy into the different fields, right? So if somebody is pouring negative energy into the field, then you feel it, right? And when people are counteracting that with positive energy or higher vibes or a more compassionate viewpoint, then you feel that too. And I, unfortunately, it is true that one disruptive, powerful energy can be incredibly difficult to counteract. But at the same time, one powerful, very positive energy gives off a similar kind of influential vibe, right? That you look at the kind of evil oligarchs and tyrants down through history, they have huge impact. But then you look at people like Dalai Lama and Jesus Christ and Buddha, actually, in a way, they had more influence, right? So overall, when you look at this idea of, sometimes it can really feel like shining your light is a bit of a pointless exercise because you just get trampled on, but not really. Like when you look at the people down through history, and I'm only naming a couple of people within your own studies, within your own religion, within your own philosophy, you'll be able to name a whole bunch of other people who are still enormously influential for being authentically compassionate and really vibrating at a very high light level. So talking about light levels, how is yours? So when you look at it like that, it's like, okay, when I vibrate, or when I hold my authentic light, there is a bit of a trust here that will influence the system in a positive way, even though it may not feel like it. So the way to do that is simply to get out of the mental noise. These people that I mention, Buddha, Jesus, Dalai Lama, I could name the Indian gurus as well, Ramana Maharshi. You know, these people, they didn't talk the talk. They just were. That's their influence. Their actions were their influence. And so when we come into a deeper understanding of our own truth, what's true for us, what's really resonating from this soul, this body, this personality, then there is a contribution that happens, and it's unseen most of the time, probably, but there's a kind of resonance, and that resonance will help and even trigger other people. And by trigger, I don't mean in a bad way. I mean, it just holds people steady, right? And it holds you steady. So when we look at those different spheres of influence, it starts with you. Now, if you imagine that you are able to come back into your own truth, and underneath all the noise, the mental noise, the worries, the stress, and really come back into your center, then when you're going out into the world centered, then your sphere of influence becomes that. So the people you meet, the people you interact with, you talk with, it comes from that very centered place. And then that then has a ripple effect, because there is a contribution that you're adding to the greater energetics of the planet, if you want to call it that, or this dimension, whatever. And so, again, that's my belief system. But the belief system is also based on what I see. When I interact with people who are very centered and authentic, I feel their ripple effect. And these are people that are not in my circle in terms of my friends or my family. They're people I might follow on YouTube. They're people I might interact with in a Zoom call, or, you know, like a bigger thing. Or I think of people like Lee Harris giving out his messages, reaching hundreds of thousands of people. Adi Ashanti, you know, these people, they radiate a certain truth and validation, and it gives you a sense of faith, maybe is a strong word, trust maybe is more accurate. Something in you resonates with what they're saying, that you kind of go, okay, I can tap into that, and I can tap into that energy with a lot more settled calmness within myself. Maybe hope, maybe, yeah, I mean, I keep on coming back to this word faith, even though I don't particularly like it, but I'm just going to stick it out there. There's a certain faith to it, right? Rather than listening to the politics or the people arguing, or the energy when you watch some of the news at the moment. I don't know about you guys, but I just cannot. It's so toxic. It's so clearly toxic. Like, it's so clearly not resonating with me on so many levels. It's backing away from anger and fear and violence, and it's so clear. So for me, it's so clear that that's not, I don't want to get involved with any of that. But not in the way of I want to reject it with more of that. So when you come into an argument with somebody and they're saying something and you're pushing back, in many ways, you're just reflecting the energy they're giving you. So that if someone gives you anger and you respond in anger, then you've basically bought into their energy field. Like you've been sucked into their energy field and now you're giving back what they're producing. So then you become toxic, right? Because you're doing the same thing. So what I'm suggesting is, as you notice the confusion or the fear or the anger, is that you don't push back with the same, because then in a sense, you've entered that field, right? So I do think that there is an opportunity for those of us who are maybe resonating with this or capable of this. Like I know for many of us, it's just not a possibility. We're being so triggered at the moment, which is also fine. So for those of us who can, it's like holding space for the whole, for this toxicity to be worked through, worked out. And so the simplest way of doing that is to really drop into the meditative state and to go under it all. So when you notice that the fear or the anger or the whatever is starting to kick in, it's like, okay, well, I can see that, but what is underneath that? Has that really changed from watching the news to before watching the news? And this can be something that's really powerful for you to do, is when you notice that the confusion is amping up. And by confusion, I mean confusion, anger, fear, whatever. When you get riled up, when your mind is activated and you're just like, wah, that's to me confusion. Or I look outside, it's foggy, right? You can't really see. There's no clarity. And so the clarity, now here's the thing. When I say clarity, often people will think, oh, that means that I will know what to do. It's like, no, that's not clarity. Clarity is when you are clear about yourself. Who am I? What am I? That's clear. So when you have a lot of thinking, there's no clarity. Like thoughts don't produce clarity. Thoughts produce confusion. So the clarity is actually the lack of or the amped up brain work. That's clarity. It doesn't necessarily mean you know what you're going to do. Like the clarity could be, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do. But when there's clarity, there's no fear. There's no confusion around that. It's just a statement. I don't know what I'm doing right now, or I don't know what's next. That can be very clean and clear and full of faith and trust. Doesn't have to be, that sentence doesn't have to bring up any fear. So when I talk about clarity, what I'm talking about is your clarity of what you are, that deep sense of peace and stillness that is within you, that is always there, no matter what is going on in the news. So bringing yourself back to that and radiating that is kind of doing much more good than you think, I think is the underlying message. So just do that right now. Let's all just do that, because I think it brings its own, like that kind of really deep sacred space holding is what can bring resolution and what can bring clarity in others, so that they are not working out of fear. Because what we're seeing at the moment is a lot of fear, a lot of aggression and anger, and a lot of very manipulative energy that is based on fear, right? And lack of clarity. So when we hold a very strong and clear energetic vibration, that really helps others to do the same. And it's one less person reacting. So even if people are so lost that they cannot feel or resonate with your clarity, at least you're not adding to the lack of clarity, right? So when you have the popping up and like the last few days, seriously, like, and I know I've been reading quite a lot about March as a really intense month, planets and eclipse and astrologically, if the astrologers are to be believed, March is the month of this year that we kind of need to keep our shit together because it's very chaotic. And there's also a lot of opportunities for change and movement. So I know for me, I've been really noticing this very erratic energy that feels almost like anxiety, panic, difficult. I'm not sure difficult is the right word, but it feels very intense and not in a very comfortable way. So in the beginning, I was like, oh, why am I feeling so anxious? And then I was like, oh, actually, it's not anxiety, it's intensity. So even though it feels like sometimes I'm driving, I'm like, Jesus, I'm about to have a panic attack. Then I don't, because I'm like, it's not a panic attack. Stop it. It's just the energy is so amped up at the moment. And when you're very energetically in tune with that, you're going to really feel it. So if I'm speaking with you and you're listening and you're like, oh my God, I just feel so out of it right now. So fearful. Again, it's the question, is it really fear? Is it really anger? Is it really anxiety? Or is it just incredibly intensive energy that is present? It's just present at the moment for whatever reason. And so, and, you know, let's back to the astrologers. This is what they're saying. March is this. So let's just move through that. And moving through that, Joss, is like that settling in of, can I be with the intensity and without creating stories about it, why I feel like it, like just be with the intensity. What's the vibration of this? What's the feeling, the sensation in the body? How everything is jittery. And then help your body with that. So more walking, more out in nature, more grounding, more shaking, more jumping around, more shaking the body out, more dancing, more rebounding, whatever it is for you. Moving the body, letting the energy really be there. And then it's more like, how can I expand with it or move with it or be okay with it? If that's where you are, like, where are you with it? It's, can I just be and be with the intensity? If it feels like anxiety, fear, anger, be with that without having to add anything to it, without having to run away from it, push it away, defend yourself against it, simply be with it. Now, that is then the clarity of, okay, I can sit in my discomfort and breathe. And you don't have to know what to do with it. Like, there's nothing to do with it right now, right? If there's something you need to do, you'll know what you need to do. And I'm guessing probably there's not much to do right now. There is stuff coming through and it might be helping to align you into a new direction, maybe. It might be helping you to get clear on what you agree with, what you don't agree with. It might be showing you certain preferences that you have. But ultimately, it's almost an opportunity to test. Many of us have been on this spiritual growth path for a long time, and it keeps amping up, right? As you become clearer in yourself, as you become more spiritually awake, in a sense, then this energy, you get more and more tapped into it. So you might notice other people around you are not really that tapped into it, but you are. that is also an opportunity for you to go, okay, this is the level I'm operating at now. It doesn't, it might not be the same as other people. Like other people around you might not be noticing it at all. But for those of you who are really in that the global energetics, so remember, there's the personal, there's the family, friends, and then there's the global. And if you are feeling the global quite intensely, I would also suggest that that's the energy that you're being called to help hold. And I don't want to make that all like, oh, your life purpose is to hold space for the planet. Please don't start thinking that. But it's just showing you that this is the energy that you at the moment are conscious of. It's as simple as that, right? And so then, well, why not? Why not contribute? Like, what are you contributing to this? Are you contributing more fear? Are you contributing more anxiety? Are you contributing more like, or are you simply allowing the energetics to move through you, to be okay, and to maintain your clarity and peace? Because if you can keep that, and do you need to add anything to that? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm still kind of just, if I'm perfectly honest with you guys, I'm just trying to stay steady and not have a panic attack. So, yeah, would it be good to, you know, hold space and send love and light? Whatever. Like if that calls to you, go ahead, do that. I'm very much in the process of, can I stay clear? Can I stay relaxed? Can I stay okay with the energetics as it's coming in? And when I say coming in, I'm not even sure I mean that. It probably more accurate is just, can I stay clear and steady with the energetics as they are? As I'm noticing them, as I'm noticing them. So whatever you're noticing is what you are accepting, coming into alignment with. And what I mean by that is just being okay with it, right? It's okay. And it might be very personal. You might be working at a very personal level on your personal anxiety, or you might be working with family and friends who are struggling, right? And how you are with them. Or you might be working on what feels, it doesn't feel personal. It feels like it's just in the air as you're walking around. Like I notice it most when I'm driving for some reason. Like when I'm in my own home, it's less. But when I'm out, it's really intense. So I'm just working with that. So whatever you're working with, and when I mean working with it as well, it's like people are like, oh, working. I don't really mean that. I mean, just being with it. Is it okay? My body feels really uncomfortable. I feel on the verge of like an emotional meltdown. It's like there's so much going on in my system and I'm just breathing, right? I'm just breathing. I'm just looking after my body. I'm going for a bath. I'm going for a walk. I'm lying on the floor. I'm just doing random, really random things, whatever the body needs, whatever it's doing right now, whatever's going on. I'm just being with that. There is a tendency, there's a very strong tendency to try and go out and fix it. What do I need to do? What's happening? Why is it like this? There's a lot of that, but there's no clarity there. There's no clarity there. So it's just bringing it back into what's underneath all the panicked thinking, what's underneath all the whirling of the wheels, what's underneath that. And underneath that is emotion. There's a kind of, like I keep on saying, is it anxiety, fear, anger? What's bubbling underneath that? And then what's underneath that? And you keep going to, okay, there's that there. So for me, there's anxiety, but is it really? And you just sit with it and you just watch and you just wait. And you're just with it. You're just okay with it. You're not trying to push it away, make it better, make it different. You're just with whatever the feeling is and whatever you've labeled that, because that's not true either, right? Because I'm like, okay, I'm feeling this, what I interpret as anxiety. But then actually when I stop tensing and when I just relax, actually it feels more like an intensity. So there's just an intensity, insane intensity. And then I'm just with that. It's like, okay, well, what is that? And not what is that? How do I fix it? It's just like curiosity. Where is it in my body? How does it feel? Like, is it like, not even an is it, just really with it. And then you start to notice that, yes, there's all that bubbling around. And underneath that is still the stillness is still there. It's the same. It's the same as when you're meditating. It's all still there. And when you are meditating, noticing maybe it's a bit tougher to get down because there's all these really thick layers of intrusion, shall we say, but you can still drop, drop, drop. And then you get back into that peace and stillness. And it's like, oh, it's that. Actually, nothing is really changing within me, within my core. Everything is still perfectly fine, but there's a lot of noise. So it's like we're moving through an asteroid system with a lot of noise happening. And that noise might well turn into a certain direction. And that noise might well turn into a battle. Like we don't know, right? But holding ourselves steady through that, and then having an inner clarity, personally speaking, feels like the right way to go for me, rather than getting all involved in the anxiety and then into the thinking and then into the, like that just feels totally more uncomfortable. It just feels like totally the wrong direction to go. And you have to ask yourself that question, like what is the right direction for you to go, whereby you stay connected, like stay connected with yourself through this whole time. And this time might well go on for decades, right? Like this might be the new normal. So then that whole staying connected with yourself becomes more and more important. So that would be my suggestion to play with. If you are feeling confused, if you're feeling anxious or sad or angry or fearful, and there's a lot of energetics going on through March, apparently. So I think this is definitely a March job, if not into the rest of the year. And I kind of feel that this energy is going to stick around for a while, if not for the next 4 years. Buckle in, people. We got a lot of work to do. Oh my God. All right, guys, take care of yourselves. Just take care of yourselves and self-care, lots of self-care. Just really follow the movement of your body. What does your body need? And more body, more grounding, less mind, and just see what happens. Take care. Bye.